up, mic, yo! Hello and welcome to Hold the Mic. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Lexi.
And basically, this is just a sports podcast that Lex and I decided to make. We're going to start the episode with basically giving some host introductions so you can find out who we are and be on this journey with us.
Get to know us a little better.
Lexi, you want to start?
Yeah. So my name's Lexi. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. Born and raised there and kind of just grew up always around sports. I always loved sports. My dad always said that I couldn't do dance unless I was playing a sport that involved a ball at the same time. So I was always playing a bunch of different sports. And when I came to college, I knew I wanted to go into journalism, but I really didn't know what type of journalism. And dancing at Boise State, I figured that out, that I really just wanted to do sports journalism and be involved in the sports industry. And yeah.
Do you have a favorite sport?
I do.
What is it?
I would say, well, I like different sports for different reasons, but I would say my absolute favorite overall, like to watch, cheer for, understand, is football.
Girl, me too.
But my favorite, like, I also really love baseball.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What about you?
My name is Jenna, and I am originally from Murrieta, California, which is about 40 minutes north of San Diego. I am a sophomore at Boise State currently. Lexi and I are both teammates on Boise State's mainline dance team. So we cheer at games for men's and women's basketball, football, volleyball, compete at NDA for our national competition. And I've basically been around sports my entire life too, with just it constantly being on TV. My dad played professionally baseball up in Canada. I've always played a sport. My sisters have always played sports. So it's kind of been something super apparent in my life. And so ideally after college, I will become a sideline reporter for the NFL. And that's pretty much my main goal.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I know. I would love to write for like a newspaper in like the sports section or
Definitely.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah. I love it. I always want to be around it.
Why did you decide journalism? Like, how did that become about?
Yeah, so in high school, I was going in my junior year, and I was trying to decide on an elective, and everyone had taken, like, ceramics. I was like, ceramics just doesn't seem fun. So last minute, I was like, maybe I'll join yearbook. Like, that sounds fun. And the reason why is because I wanted to be in the yearbook more. Little did I know, you're actually in the yearbook less. You're just producing all the content in the yearbook. So they had us pick sections, and I wanted to go into sports. And my first assignment was the varsity football page. And so since that moment, I was like, all right, if I'm going to do sports, I'm going to go big or go home. And so since then, I've just done a lot of stuff with sports. I'm the sports and rec reporter for The Arbiter, which is Boise State school newspaper. And then I'm a junior studying media arts with an emphasis in journalism. So I love writing. And most importantly, I love going to games. When I'm not cheering, I'm writing about sports. And it's just a lot of fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's such a cute story.
Yeah.
I love background stories like that.
Oh, me too. Mm-hmm. It's a fun time.
Mm-hmm. Mine started my journey. Well, actually in eighth grade, I went to Universal Studios.
Okay.
Have you ever been?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been to both.
Yeah. And you know how you can do like the backstage tour?
Yes.
Okay. So I've wanted to be everything under the sun. Like when I was younger, like I told myself I was going to own a cupcake shop.
I wanted to be a dolphin trainer up until I was like 12
years old.
Me too,
at SeaWorld.
Yes, at SeaWorld. And then I realized
Yeah.
And I was like,
I went to the backstage tour at Universal Studios, and I was, like, infatuated by, like, everything. Like, I just thought that the entertainment industry was, like, so cool after seeing that and, like, all of the little, like, perks and stuff. And it was so cool to me. So from that moment, I knew I wanted to be in entertainment. So then I was like, oh, I want to be a news anchor. And then I realized that I don't like telling people sad stuff. So I didn't want to be reporting on negative things. So I said, oh, sports is my favorite thing outside of like dance pretty much because I'm constantly watching it, surrounded by it. And I was like, oh, duh, this is like the perfect career path for me, is going into like sports reporting and sports broadcasting. Yeah. And it's pretty much taken me from there. I'm getting my bachelor's in media arts with an emphasis in broadcast production, and then my certificate in sports information and culture.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that too.
Mm-hmm. How fun. It's so interesting. It's so fun.
It is. I seriously love it. And especially being like a woman in sports. I feel like I've been told by so many people, women don't make it in the sports industry. Oh, yeah. You need to have a backup plan.
Been there, heard that.
Yeah. And I've always just been like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it full force. And wherever I end up is where I'm meant to be. But I'm passionate about sports and it's what I want to do. And it's why we started this, because we both love sports and it's just something fun and a passion of ours that we can do and we can do together.
And I knew that if I was going to start a sports podcast, I was going to have to do it with Lexi, because there's nobody else in my life who is a girl, and B, who a girl who wants to go into the sports industry.
Yes. And you know, it's like, I mean? Super passionate about it. Yes. I feel the same way. Yeah. Or even just like passionate about starting a podcast, because mm-hmm. I've wanted to start podcasts with people, but it's never like follow through where totally. When Jenna and I sat down, we were getting coffee and we were talking about it and we literally made a plan. And since then, it's just.
No, that was the best.
Yeah.
Lexi was like,
I was so excited.
I've actually been wanting to start a sports podcast for a really long time. And I had the name Hold the Mic, but I was like, don't tell anyone. I don't want anyone to steal my idea. And then one day Lex and I go to coffee and she's like, yeah, so like, I really want to start a sports podcast. And I was like, okay, here's the thing. We're going to start a podcast. I already have a name and we're just going to get to it right now. And so literally since that day, it's been kind of going on.
And we've been designing, just like doing different stuff and figuring out.
Finally, we're here.
I know.
Finally,
we've made it.
It's been
I'm so
months.
Proud of us.
It's been so many months.
Oh, yeah. I'm just excited.
Me too.
This.
And I hope everyone listening is excited too. Because
oh, yeah.
I mean, I think
because it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell everyone a little bit about like what is our purpose, what we're going to be doing, kind of like our segments and everything.
Yeah. So we kind of have a vision for our podcast in terms of we will start off every episode with segments. There's going to be three segments, maybe include some, maybe ditch some down the line. But I mean, whatever. So we would start off with Game of the Week. So this is like a game that each of us are looking forward to for that week. So, and this like includes all levels, all schools.
Oh,
all
yeah. We don't
sports.
Discriminate when it comes to sports. Yeah, no. We're just going to do it all.
No discrimination here. And then the next segment would be Cheat Sheet. So this is basically like a fact about sports. So this could be as general as or as specific to a sport, to a person, whatever. And that's basically our thought about just kind of like providing a little more insight to the sports or sports industry in general. And then the last segment would be Who's on Our Radar. So these are athletes that we think deserve like more recognition. These are athletes that we see like
doing well.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, we would both choose someone for each of those, and then someone for or a game for the week, and pretty much like talk about that. And then from there, our hope is to bring in some athletes to interview on our podcast.
Oh, yeah. We want to interview athletes, sports reporters, coaches. And even though we go to Boise State, we cheer at Boise State, and we live in Boise, we want to kind of do things all over.
Yeah. All levels, all schools, all sports.
Yeah.
Really just like getting as much insight into sports. And I think interviews with like what you want to do in terms mm-hmm. of journalism and with what I want to do in terms of broadcast, it really does encompass like what we want to do in the future, but just on an actual podcast.
Yes.
And so we hope to bring in like a bunch of different athletes and then talk to them, get some insight from them.
Yeah.
I think it'll be so cool.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be fun.
No, I'm so pumped. I think that's a wrap.